This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, June 20. The process of patience. Our reading comes from James chapter 5. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. One afternoon, a boy planted a package of seeds to start a garden. The next day, he returned to look for the new plants, but they hadn't sprouted yet, so he dug them up to understand what had happened. We're a lot like that. We expect immediate results. Maybe you've heard the American prayer for patience. Lord, give me patience, and I want it now. But only when the fruit of patience is allowed to mature slowly will we ever taste its sweetness. In The Way of Christian Living, a book on the fruit of the Spirit, John Timmerman relates his discovery of the essence of patience. He grew up in a house with a drafty bedroom, and his parents would close that room in the winter and use it only to store Christmas presents. John would sneak into that room and delicately shake each package to guess the contents. But whenever he went into that room, his mom and dad would notice the rush of cold air in the house, and they would catch him in the act. The presents had to wait until Christmas morning. John learned to wait, even though he didn't feel like it. Patience involves waiting with anticipation. Just as the farmer waits for rains to help grow his crops, so we wait with expectation for God's promises to be fulfilled. Patience involves awaiting God's time without doubting God's love. This means waiting without worrying, complaining, or demanding that God should satisfy our timetable. Pray with me. Lord, waiting patiently is hard for us. Spirit, please give us the patience we need for a life of fruitfulness in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.